It is 7:02 on Tuesday, June 13th. We're calling to order this meeting of the River Forest Sustainability Commission. We'll now take the roll. Chairperson Simon.
Here.
Commissioner Charette. Commissioner Chang.
Here.
Commissioner Lennon.
Here.
Commissioner Roberts. Commissioner Veazey. Student Commissioner Raitt. Student Commissioner Steerwalt.
Here.
It's four voting members present. We do have a quorum. First item of business is public comment. We believe we have no public comment for today, so we'll move on to the next item, adoption of the April 11th meeting minutes. As I mentioned, when distributing the packet, I will have the May minutes ready for next.
Any feedback or changes for the 11th?
No.
All right, let's vote.
Motion to approve.
Chairperson Simon?
Yes.
Commissioner Charette?
Yes.
Commissioner Chang?
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon?
Yes.
Minutes are adopted. Commissioner reports.
I'll just quickly start. Everybody's gotten the notification of on
I don't have any reports.
I have really Greentown up to that something.
Yeah, so I will get any of you guys registered. I know you were trying to make it the end. I still need to.
But I can move it back. I've made arrangements. Someone's covering for me in the afternoon, and so I'm going to try to be there at 1.
Perfect.
So you probably should put me.
Yep.
1 till 1.
I want you to be put down. Beth, I know you said you.
Yeah, I can't go because
during
the day to be at work, unfortunately. Otherwise,
AJ, were you interested in attending this? It's still on commission. I didn't know if you mails or not.
We'll make sure to. That's actually what I was gonna pull up. So we'll make sure to send a fresh copy of the packet and the schedule and all that stuff to everybody.
You know, I found it interesting to look at the schedule because you don't have to come for the whole day. There's some parts of it specifically for youth. So if you just want to come in,
I would even take that further and say like most people probably don't go for the whole day.
Yeah.
You certainly can, but there's all kinds of content throughout the entire day and just pick what is interesting if you have the time.
So what's it all about? Like what's the whole event like trying to do?
It's basically a sort of regional sustainability conference. College on the 22nd, Thursday. There's going to be speakers and different sort of breakout moderated panels and things like that. There is a youth thing. I think this is the last I saw from. And not held in this exact region, but around the Chicago area.
And it's a pretty packed day. I mean, there's some great keynote speakers.
There's one that says it's being hosted or moderated by River Forest Sustainability Commission. Who exactly is that? Did you see that?
I don't know. The one I was informed about,
mm-hmm.
and I got sort of added to the process was transportation one. MAP is one of the groups on the panel for us to discuss our bike plan, which I believe
none of us have been asked to,
no,
to be on any panel.
Can you look at the? I found I mean, can you look at it right now?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, just to see what the session was. Because one said specifically River Forest Sustainability Commission. It did not say Village of River Forest, so I was just sort of wondering.
I have it up right now.
The afternoon. It's one of those sessions, but it's not the morning if you want to keep going. Okay, it is. Might have been the 1 o'clock session.
There's a
right here, okay, where it says breakout.
Oh, here. I gotta go through the actual breakout session.
No, keep going, because there's another one that's a sustainability question.
I mean, AJ, if you have time, you should go. If you're not otherwise committed during the day, it's a great opportunity.
Let's see.
I'll have to
do a search for.
Yeah.
So they must have. Chassie's obviously got her thing. So there's the Matt Walsh one.
It wasn't that. It specifically said sustainability because I remember thinking
that. That's the only place River Forest is listed.
Okay. I'll look at home.
Yeah, if you see someone, because
I thought I had seen that as like a place.
Okay. But it was on the one that you sent me. But I'll look at home and then I'll just circulate that just to make sure.
Yeah, okay. That would be a good idea because if we're supposed to show up for something, it'd be good to know.
Exactly.
And I just sent you guys, like, the latest flyer on it. And the website's the best. Any other commissioner reports?
Yes. So I just wanted to talk about the community garden a little bit. Community garden is up and running. We've had a few problems this year, a couple of problems with the water that Public Works is working on. But another problem we've been having is we've got about 30 gardens. And everybody goes out and, you know, buys enclosure to go around it. And now people are complaining because they don't think that, you know, the things that other people chose are aesthetically pleasing. And so I know we're not going to solve this tonight, but I just wanted to throw out there and put in the works or at least say how to go about getting a temporary enclosure around the entire garden so that each of the 30 gardeners don't have to do it because it's not working. Rabbits are burrowing underneath, and, you know, one of my friends, every time she goes there, there's a big, huge hole, and so she thinks there are tunnels of rabbits underneath, and I think we'd have a better chance of, and we also sort of suspect that people come by and help themselves, you know, especially towards later in the year, so, it would be locked. Only the people that had gardeners would have, and I understand that they don't want it there year-round, so it would have to be something that came down, so I don't know, with those parameters, I'm happy to talk to you about it after, but just how could we open that discussion about. And I know it won't happen this year, too. So
got it. Yeah, I will.
Thinking about next year. Okay.
Make note.
Okay, because I get a lot of complaints. Let's see. Eric sent out something about the meeting with Don Harmon. I just wanted to point out, because when I looked at it quickly, I made a mistake. This is at Dole Library and not the main library. So I would have. I can't even imagine where. There's not a very big room at Dole, but that's what it says. So that's Dole Library. The next thing is just a comment, which I was recently in New York City during Memorial Day. And, you know, when we think about sustainability issues, if anybody has a hard time attacking them, it's New York. So when you see that they're doing things better than us, it's very jarring. But they figured out composting. They have some neighborhoods are piloting having each individual. But what they have is they have publicly available composting, but to avoid the problem that you're saying with, you know, with the village hall when other things get in, there's an intermediate step where you have to download some software, and that's what gains you access to the composting. And I think it's enough of a deterrent that you can't just be going by and say, like, oh, I'm going to, you know, drop my cans in here, whatever you happen to have in your hand. And so I thought it was pretty genius. And I think it might get at the cost element that came up when we discussed this lab, that it is a very costly thing to have composting for every, you know, every individual. But if there could be like more like sort of more centrally located ones, like at the schools and the library and different things that people could access via a third step. I know it would, you know, there's some cost involved to getting the software up, but it's out there, it exists, it's possible. And if New York City can figure this out, then we should be able to too. Okay. And the last one is just a personal note. So I did No Mow May in my backyard and was rewarded on May 24th when a deer delivered two does in my backyard and I saw the second one come out.
Wow.
So pretty cool. I have videos if anybody would like to see that.
We're never again No Mow May.
Because last year?
Yeah.
So I didn't do in the front. I figured the backyard was my business. Also, it was pretty wild. It was pretty wild. At least the deer thought so.
That's very cool. Okay, anything on your end? Anything to report out on your end?
No, I don't really have anything.
We'll move on the agenda.
All right, communications. Pull up the calendar. So I've been reusing some of the previous weekly communications for the monthly. This past month, I just plugged in the award that we received from the U.S. Conference of Mayors. That happened to be going on the exact same day the monthly newsletter went out, so timing on that was pretty great. Last week I did the hard-to-recycle material that Gary and Beth had both suggested, and then this coming Friday it'll be a reminder on the green block party sorted out stations, which was something right around this time last year. Next.
Oh, did we get an announcement in yet about the new webpage?
Yeah, I will get in for next week.
Yeah, with all the moving around and stuff, I think we just forgot.
Can I ask a question about the Green Block Party? Well, I tried to get an answer from the village, and they bopped me over to the police. Friends of mine are having a big party in the Forest Preserve, and I wondered if it was possible to get the Green Block Party sorting station so that I could contribute, you know.
Yeah, if you have the dates, just shoot me an email.
Okay.
Check to make sure they're not all booked up for whenever that is.
Okay.
But
you think it's okay if it's the Forest Preserve?
Yeah,
okay.
I think we'll... If you're going to be the person, we can drop it off at your house. They can pick it up from your house.
Oh, not the Forest Reserve?
That for the drop-off and pick-up location. What we've had even with block parties is we want a front door pick-up just because if it's left somewhere publicly. I mean, we've had it left curbside and scrappers have come along and took them.
And who's responsible, does all of that have to go into my personal trash, or where do they end up?
That I don't know. I think we really just are wanting to make sure we get the station back.
And you just take the bags off, and you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just do it as if it was my block. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't know if anyone had. That's only plug new web page. Times.
Not for a while here.
I mean, another thing you could do if you wanted to is the just increasing awareness of the single-use plastic ordinance. We've been talking about how to get it enforced, and I guess if you do a little piece basically making residents aware and say, well, when you go to places, essentially and kind of become little mini enforcement people in a sense, they be aware of it and they can, or I don't know.
Could we ask them to report back, or do you think that would be a nightmare?
I feel like the enforcement
yeah.
of it would be...
We could have it sent to our email address.
...complaint-driven. If they were to go and be given single-use plastic utensils without requesting, they could, I think, just... anyway, and I don't know.
But could we solicit it so people know that?
I don't see an issue why not. I'll just...
We don't have to hear back everything, but just say, like, if you are, you know, served without asking, could you report back so that we, because, you know, if we're the only, you know, I'm never going to McDonald's. Sorry. I don't eat a lot of fast food.
I went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
To get a ice cream sundae for the first time in like 20 years. And so I order sundae. Weekend, just had a, I pull out. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm into this thing. No utensil. Right? And so first I'm like, damn, wait a minute. That's awesome.
Wait, I did that. Wait,
I did not ask. I did not ask. Now, okay. To be fair, like the McDonald's employee probably should have said,
Do you want a utensil? In terms of plastic, it's even better.
So,
do you guys remember what we did?
So they're doing it.
They're doing it.
Yeah, they're doing
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember what we did about straws? Because I was trying to remember, and
I think there was an exception allowed in for straws because of ADA issues.
Okay. So same as
you have to just see how to word it in a nice way that's basically kind of, I feel like when you do these things, people are just not aware of it, right? It's, you know, reminder thing, and when you both, it can both be, don't be surprised or upset if you don't get something, right? Or remember to ask. Isn't that the idea that you're supposed to ask? Mm-hmm. Like the place doesn't have to, they're not required to offer it.
They're just the only part of the rules.
They can't automatically give it to you. So the messaging.
I know McDonald's has a sign up citing the ordinance.
Mm-hmm. On the drive-thru.
So
yeah,
the messaging
right.
of the piece rather than this kind of nasty, like report to us mm-hmm. if you find somebody is violating this, right? It's like, remember, if you want something, remember to ask.
So should I tell my – we can just tell my Sunday story is one of the – you know what I mean? Just say, like, I pulled away from, you know
– somebody want to
– one of our sustainable volunteers pulled away and they realized they didn't have a spoon. Why?
Write this up.
Yeah, I mean, I could just, like – but do it in, like, the way you're talking about. Says, like,
yeah, kind of fun.
You know, remember to ask if you want them. The reason we're doing this is to –
I think it's good to remind people because –
It is, because we haven't in a while, and do it in a positive way.
And, you know, Oak Park's passing it, so they'll be renewed. I think that's good, because people become more accustomed to this is the...
And they won't be annoyed if they don't get
it. We have a volunteer to draft up weekly.
Eric? Yeah, I'll do that.
Any thoughts on the July monthly newsletter? Let me go and see what we did last.
I could write something on trees if you wanted.
Yeah, go for
it. Okay, I was at Morton Arboretum today, and they have a lot of really good information on trees and their benefits, and I could spin that into a, how many words? 250?
250, yep.
Okay. The deadline?
That would be I think if you have it to me by the 27th or 28th.
June 27th.
Maybe you could just include a line at the end about the they can at any time go and do the tree trails activity. Like we don't really run it as a special thing.
Yeah, and maybe I can mention that they're updating the tree inventory as well.
Oh, yep.
Maybe I'm not very good at links, but maybe you can put a little link to the tree trail.
Oh, yeah. I'll link it to our new web pages.
Do we know how long that project's going to take?
I honestly don't.
He told me he's hoping to be done by the end of July.
I'm sorry, which project?
Redoing the tree inventory.
His part of it will be end of July or everybody's? I'm sure we have to then upload.
Yeah, his part would be end of July, I believe, and then, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to, our Village GIS consultant to get that all updated, and hopefully that's just some
a month later.
Fairly quick computing thing that I just don't
It'll probably be a month when all is said and done. Things always
quick.
So we could say like by the end of the summer.
Time to see them all change colors. And yeah, I'll just plug in new web page reminders next week, and then our next meeting, and that should be that in terms of communications. With regards to the website, does anybody have any events I should be highlighting? We have Greentown in there. Listening to the April meeting minutes, I know we had talked about adding like things like the Repair Cafe, which I have a note to myself right now to do that.
Do we want to mention the Don Harmon meeting? Or
yeah, that's what I was going to say. When is that?
Thursday.
Yeah, so we're out of time on that.
Let me think about it and I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Any thoughts? I mean, you guys can call at any time.
No,
I can go plug it in on the website. All right.
Oh, there is. Well, it's in Oak Park, but they're doing a pollinator week at the Park District.
Can plug that. I mean, I've plugged Forest Preserve events.
So people might be interested.
Two thoughts. One is it might be nice to get like a baseline on before you post the thing saying, hey, we have a new website, is visits to the page. And then obviously we have a goal or a hope that we'll start driving more traffic to the webpage. Like, do you think you can find out before you send the thing that says, hey, check out our new website? If you can't, we can just, you know, counting from the time that I suspect it doesn't get much traffic, right? But once we point people there and start to post events on there, you know, we'd want to look at it in 6 months or whatever. However often we said we were going to review the webpage, right? And be like, you know, making sure people are visiting it, right?
Look into that as well.
Back on these special cycling events like we just did. How many participants?
So
growing year over year, that type of stuff.
Yeah, so in the, I include the LRS reports in the packets that I send, and they're up on the website too.
Yeah, it's the second page of
that is. That was the
they report with a bit of a lag, so
yeah.
They have April, so we probably won't get those
and
for
then,
a while.
Page 7 is the 1.76 tons of
in March
of the for the e-waste collection.
Page 7 of the packet.
Yeah, sorry. I included the March
multiple LRS
charging station and LRS reports, and then I included the April charging station. So that one is on page 7. I made that. Sorry.
That we can keep track of it from month to month. That's just reading right off of the reports that you sent us.
Perfect.
I mean, you know, it'll be more meaningful in future years when you have like a year-over-year comparison because I don't really have any frame of reference.
So the first one was, if you're talking about e-waste, the first one was May 22 and it was 1.9. There was another one in October that was 1.9, and then this in the March was 1.76. Mm-hmm. But that's probably partly because people got rid of a stockpile of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Interesting to know how many households are actually.
I will ask LRS does get the sign up, so we would should presumably know exactly how many households per.
Break it down. Interesting breakdown.
I mean, the most interesting thing is, you know, what is even if you're just putting out a cell phone. When you do it, you unload the house. And after that, so you wouldn't necessarily expect it. I mean, that's a good sign.
I've heard in regards to the household hazardous waste. I know the sign-up ended a couple weeks ago and supposed to be assuming occurring some point this month, but I've gotten no calls, so I hope everything is going off without a hitch.
But I guess I forgot to put it out. But.
Yeah, I signed up for it, and then it's possible I missed it, but I feel like I haven't gotten my email saying when, but I probably need to look again for it. I guess what I meant more by no context is some of these numbers, obviously, there's maybe a seasonal aspect to it, right? Because in the big picture, we want to see the amount of compost go up, right? But it goes up more in April when people are doing their spring cleaning, probably a lot of yard waste, right?
Yeah.
I would assume there's a seasonal explanation opposed to, oh, suddenly we have a lot more people. And then there's like a downward trend with waste tons, which without like a year-over-year comparison, I don't know, is that like a small thing?
And so I will include going forward last December's report as well.
You know, why don't I just send this to people? So I just took all the information Seth's been giving us and I threw into a spreadsheet. So I can give you those numbers. You can look at April 23. You can look back at April 22nd.
Okay. How far back do we have them?
Just 1 year. It go into April of last year.
Okay.
So now we're starting to get
year
into
over
the
year.
Second year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So last April for waste was 163, and now it's 133. I have no idea why, but
compost? Was it?
Compost is going up. Compost about the same, 35 in April last year, 30 this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, compost is very hard to read because, you know, 80% of that is yard waste.
Yeah.
So if people aren't putting as much in bins, that's not necessarily a bad thing. The big standout seems to be November. So if we want to focus on something, but, you know, you get Thanksgiving and.
Also, that's, you know, I know from the public works crew's perspective, really the one thing they do the entire number is the leaf collection.
But I was just talking about waste on that one.
Waste?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking about compost. So I was like, I know there's extra lot of yard waste being.
Well, going into November, it was September's 169, October's 174, jumps up to 231 in November, then it goes back down to 186. So November's the big standout. But that's why it's good to look at these numbers, because then we know where to focus our efforts. But I'll send this to you.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool to see the you picked up a lot of compost subscribers between March
awesome.
To April, probably because or something, but we've broken the magic 500.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I think the final count for shared households, I believe it was 18. I'll have to, there's presumably an additional 20 households that are, you know, permission using their neighbors.
How did you get that information?
Compost bin. That was for the
survey.
Compost delivery sign up, I had added two questions.
Very clever.
I mean, if you shared and with how many households.
Thank you.
There was a couple that like shared with multiple households.
Yeah,
like,
we do. My name.
Yeah.
But does that get everybody who was already, like, those are the new people?
I mean, this is not the most scientific, so it was completely voluntary. The email went out to every household.
Oh, went out to
every,
okay. So you're getting everybody.
It was just those who signed up, so that's out of the, I think, 170 of the 500. Household signed up for compost delivery.
Wait, I'm not following this. How did you? What's 170?
So, these were the people who answered the survey of the total compost subscribers.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So,
I guess if you thought they were representative, you could extrapolate from there, right?
Yeah.
Can you send me those numbers and I'll churn them?
Yeah, will do.
okay communications that we kind of went.
I think we are all set for communication.
Okay. All right. Polyesterine. This is cool because we teed this up at a previous meeting because of the stuff that was going on at the state level. And, you know, talked a little bit about it, but now we have a real direction, so.
Yeah, so President Aducci, a lot of interest in what was going on at the state level towards the end of session, as well as seeing FARC pass their ordinance, was really similar to our ordinance we passed, and then folded onto that the initial bill that was proposed at the state level. Her, Matt, and I had a series of conversations, and she wanted to move very quickly on this right away. So the first takeaway is the resolution that she wants the village to take up this summer, basically officially supporting state-level actions, and then wants to also roll out a local ordinance for polystyrene. And one of the questions, I know one of the big questions she wanted, particularly the commission's input on, was the time frame. Oak Parks, I believe it starts to phase out January of next year and then is fully phased out by start of 2025. The state's bill that ultimately passed was just related to procurement for state agencies and then state vendors, and that was 25 and 26. I included in this packet the ordinance from Oak Park and the initially introduced state legislation, which would have been a statewide ban phase out, and then the one that ultimately became law, which just focused on the procurement code and state vendors.
So two things we've been asked to do, just to repeat. So upgrade an ordinance that would prohibit food establishments from selling or distributing disposable food service containers composed of polystyrene. And the resolution to support this state law. Did these get sent out to everybody?
Yes. This should have all been in your emails. So screen now here. This is the memo that I had written up, and then I can
the proposed timeline on this is pretty quick. But you know, I think we want to take action on this, right?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, I know through Sarah's notes from before I started, third move with some of the same speed. I think the sort of initial ordinance review and the community input, stakeholder input, were separated out into two meetings. Just with Matt and I, we had thought to have those as one, and then if we need to back at a subsequent one, if all of feedback from the commission and from the public at one meeting for any revision.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, that's.
Were you going to say something?
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay. So, I have a couple of questions. So the way that Oak Park did this is they combined it with their single-use plastic. Is the thought that we're going to amend our single-use plastic, or this will be standalone? It seems like it would be faster if it was standalone.
I think once it were codified, it would probably just be another section right below the single-use plastic.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Okay. So here is Oak Park's ordinance. Section regarding single-use plastic, and then right below that is
okay. But we've already passed the first part, so we're just focused.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there need to be presumably updates to like the definition section, and then
what's the overall section of the code that it single-use plastic resides in, like business regulations or something?
Village code.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't need to look it up right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's more, I had the same question as Susan, it's more from the point of view of trying to make things as, you know, least burdensome to businesses as possible so that they can easily find what the requirements are in one place.
I would take it a step further, that we also want to support local businesses with resources on how they can simply, effectively, and inexpensively replace polystyrene. And so we reached out, haven't heard back yet, from that initiative that came out a while back about where stores signed on.
Oh,
the Green Business Association.
It wasn't quite that, but it was. Hold up. But we want to try to put together resources, right? Because there is better ways that people can do it, that local businesses can do it. Of course, there's better ways they can do it, but I mean, there's things they can do that are still green and they're not expensive, and we want to be able to share all those.
Like one really simple idea that a lot of restaurants don't seem to look into is just tin foil.
Like a paper plate and tin foil?
Yeah.
It's like a slice of pizza, I mean, it's like that's.
Yeah, like it doesn't have to be this big fancy thing. And some things can just be, like if you get a taco, it's just tin foil. So obviously not soup. Well, it seems to me that the closest we could come to Oak Park would be the least burdensome, particularly like you wouldn't want McDonald's like trying to figure out, there's this in Oak Park, but we've got something different in River Forest. I mean, and also, well, I was one of the people who met with Don Harmon when he talked about this, and what's going to be easiest for the state is going to be to look to the towns that are already doing it and then expanding that at the state level. So if everybody's doing it a little bit differently, then, it's a little harder to adjust. So my suggestion, and this seems like it's just really punting it over to the village lawyer, is to give them the Oak Park ordinance or whatever this document is called. There's a lot of like home rule references in there, which we are not home rule, so that has to be changed. But if we're being asked to do this, I imagine we have the authority to do it.
Yeah, I think as long as we're not like taxing.
Yeah, I think it's mostly monetary.
Sort of levying raising any revenue out of this. I think that was sort of. I believe that was sort of one of the things with by
the
local
bag tax.
Bag tax those lines is.
But do you guys think that makes sense to just take Oak Parks and put that into River Forest?
I agree. Its simplicity is better, and for compliance.
And
I don't know how Oak Park arrived at these exceptions, but
these were copied directly from the state.
So you're saying Oak Park worked off the state rule?
Yes, they just changed the dates by.
Oh, you mean the proposed state bill that didn't actually pass?
The proposed one that did not pass.
Well, I just wonder,
right,
I have no idea, right, our River Forest establishments, what their annual gross income is.
About 25.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. So Laura Maychuk was at the meeting with us, and the $500,000 limit is like half the buzz. So if you think about the, the busyness of the buzz, it's about half of that. So.
I mean, I guess the theory behind these things is that, it's more expensive to come up with an alternative to polystyrene, so you're exempting small businesses, nonprofits, and agencies, needy individuals. Is that the theory here? Behind the exceptions?
Yeah, not to put a burden on, like nonprofits.
But
they're probably not under 500,000.
I mean
McDonald's certainly isn't.
No, but McDonald's is not the problem. Like the chains, the chains are not gonna have a problem with this. McDonald's doesn't use it. Neither does Noodles, neither does
Panera.
And none of them, they've all banned it long, long time ago.
You're saying they don't use styrofoam?
Correct.
Okay. The only place in town I remember seeing styrofoam was a Mexican restaurant on North Avenue, but I think it was put out of business by...
Oh, the one on the corner of North.
The list of food establishments in River Forest, I feel like we looked at this before when we were doing single-use plastic, right? Like, it's the same list of places that would be subject to this. And I remember at the time, we don't really have that many, but then there was a list up with. And, I mean, like I said, I'm all in favor of simplicity. I don't necessarily have a problem with just saying do the same thing, but all I'm saying is do we actually know who this would potentially apply to in River Forest, and is everybody just going to fall under the exceptions?
So I think Oak Park did a survey, and a lot of it was geared towards the single-use plastic, getting a lot of the ADA feedback for straw use. They, I think, had into it two questions on the polystyrene: do you use it, and would it be difficult to transition away from it? Think, and maybe this is just something we need to figure out, is in providing notice to any of these businesses, if I have an email address, an electronic contact, just have a...
So it would be the same list of people that were noticed about the single-use plastic, right?
Yeah, I would need to go back to see if Sarah had physically mailed them or if she had email addresses or what was the best... what forms of contact she in the outreach to them.
Do you think it would be possible to survey them and say, you know, to ask them, like, would this apply to you or
that
not?
That was my thought exactly.
That would be interesting information for us.
Do you use it and...
And do you fall under the exception?
Yes. I think
keep in mind the exceptions is... It's just a delay.
They have another year to adjust.
They just have a year to adjust.
Oh, I don't think I realized that. Okay, that makes me not as... Because at first I'm like, why are we doing this? In our little town.
Wait, the exceptions under C are not tied to a time period. Those are...
State law, the exceptions were delayed by a year.
But, I mean, we don't have a food pantry. We don't have a soup kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't think we have a nonprofit that provides food.
Yeah, the only thing is, like, does Nitty Center provide food? That would be, like, the one thing. Like, do they have a kitchen in there or anything like that?
I don't think so. I think the kids...
I don't know if any of the churches or temples provide any of that stuff, but they
might. Not in River Forest.
And stuff where they get...
So, yeah, church events, school events, I guess.
So the schools would be exempt from this?
Yeah.
But I don't think they're using styrofoam anyway.
And prepackaged, obviously, is probably the most applicable thing is anything.
And we can take state out because, well, I guess it doesn't matter. But, I mean, they're not, I guess it would just be redundant. But
how do we do this? Do we have to do this with the village attorney?
So the village attorney would be ultimately the one to provide the first draft for everyone here to look at, based on the input, largely based on this.
You said it's a two-part thing. So tonight, if the board is going to consider the resolution supporting the state actions, you need a resolution or recommendation on that resolution tonight from
that,
the commission.
Because the
ordinance, all you really need from us is input.
Yes.
And then the attorney is going to...
Yeah, the attorney will take a crack at it.
I mean, I think that the basic input is stay as close as possible to the Oak Park one for ease of compliance.
Taking into account
any special circumstances.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the best way. And then the next meeting is both public comment and review,
discussion.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it'll be ready.
But
to go
what
forward.
Do you need for the resolution?
So the resolution, to be completely forthright, is the next two village board meetings are before our next meeting. And there isn't another board meeting until the end of August. So I know President Ducey wanted to do something this summer relatively quickly on that, but still wanted to go through the input and then a motion for the village attorney to draft a resolution in support of substantially similar state legislation, you know, reduce, curb, ban polystyrene foam with whatever input you want.
Okay, so do you want us to take a look at that via email once it's been drafted?
Yes, I can circulate that. Yep.
Yeah. Will there be time? There'll be enough time for us to review it.
Meeting the first
you said time that in the village board is expected to consider the resolution at the June 26th meeting.
Yeah, so that still needs to be buttoned down, whether it's June 26th or July 10th. Those would be the one of the two, but assuming it's June 26th, I will circulate it as soon as we have it for you all to chime in via email. If it's July 10th, we will have time, no matter what,
does
to circulate.
Does the lawyer need to draft that, or can you do that?
The lawyer would be the one to draft that, and then I would. Something I'm touching base with Matt on tomorrow with.
Or to this though, so
yes.
if we're gonna have a public meeting about this, we need the why polystyrene is so bad that we're actually. Willing to
that's an output. We can just lift it right off.
That's perfect. So, but yeah. That I think that needs to be part of the draft is the why. Mm-hmm. And then, like, my small business sensitivity as a small business owner, like, I would love to have good information on what the alternatives are. And I like, we've already reached out to Takeout 25, I'm reaching out to Sysco and US Foods. That those are the two primary food distributors in this region, just to like get a rep on the phone and like find out, you know, what, when a business comes to them and says, I don't want to use polystyrene anymore, you know, what's a inexpensive alternative? Like,
I totally agree with you, Art, but I don't think that all needs to be completed by, you know what I mean? Because we're giving a lead time anyway. So maybe that could be a promise to say, And we commit to looking in and providing alternatives.
Sure, absolutely. You know, but we're probably gonna have a, you know, some vocal local business owners for good reason who are gonna have a lot of questions. Be as prepared as we can.
And I think another thing that we can respond is that individual citizens are increasingly not going to restaurants that serve. You know, I know that's a criteria for me. I don't like to go to restaurants that serve it. So they're going to be losing clientele over time because that will only increase.
True.
So I think there are a lot of arguments to be made.
Yeah.
I just don't think we should let that get in the way of getting it approved.
No, that is secondary. You're right, but I mean that's more for us. This is not stuff that I would put into the draft. More stuff for us, so that when we're answering questions from the business owners, we have
experience.
Right,
last time no one showed up.
I agree with all that, Eric, but I think that part relates to the adoption of the ordinance, right? It doesn't relate to
the trustees part of it, you mean?
Yeah, the other part that
right.
Seth needs is like our support of the trustees, I don't know, issuing a village resolution in support of state legislation.
That's
like,
true. We're just getting feedback from whoever decides to attend that meeting, and we are just presenting the village board with our recommendation.
I think there's two different things where you guys are talking about. You're talking about the ordinance. You're talking about
and
the
I'm
resolution.
Trying to get you what you need for the resolution tonight. And I'm saying for that resolution, saying the village is in favor of the state adopting this type of legislation across the board. I totally agree with what you're saying. We should have that before the businesses come to make comments.
But
it doesn't impact the resolution.
It doesn't. You're
right.
The
resolution is just a kind of a soft, like, hey, we're in favor of a statewide.
The resolution is actually quite easy. We support
right.
the, right.
That may
I mean, I guess you're right. It's connected in the sense that in order to say you support that, you should have an idea of alternatives. But, you know, don't know.
I agree with what you're saying.
Okay.
It was intermingling.
I almost feel like we should put more time into it. You know what I mean? Like instead of just cranking out something fast, just to we make that commitment, and then we put some serious time and effort. Another really good resource, River Force resident, even though she's an Oak Park businesswoman, is Laura Maychuk, because she's been looking at this for a very long time.
I mean, is there any more thoughts? I mean,
do you need any more feedback from, or input, I should say, from us?
I think he needs a motion. So I move that the commission recommend, that village staff, what you have written here, prepare a resolution in support of House Bill 2376 and any future state legislation, which is substantially similar. And someone second it.
Second it, but I also have a bit of a caveat. I too have to at least understand what it means to the businesses and what other options. Count that one am I supporting other than support, but hard to say is it or one of them, I can't remember because I other actually. Loophole at the bottom of the paragraph that says providing viable.
That might be the state bill that did become law.
The state bill got changed a bunch of times. Probably got diluted down.
I read like two or three. I've read them all back to back.
Right.
I can't remember which one it was in, so it sounded like the whole thing could get.
But that's a typical state bill where they undo everything they.
In principle, yes, I support it.
So wait, but that's an interesting philosophical question. Is there any state that?
What's the question?
Well, we're supporting something. And we don't even know what it is. I don't know what's going to get passed.
Yeah,
well,
I think
it would
be
local businesses.
Well, I mean, we know what it is because we have the House bill.
Yeah, but it's going to change a few times before it.
Yeah, and I think the sort of substantially similar is that if it becomes way looser or more restrictive, probably not be the substantial. If they change the effective date to delay implementation by a year or something like that, being introduced a year later. Same bill, or they change one exception or the threshold for the phase in for small business. So it's by and large the same bill that anyone, village staff, President Ducey, any of you could pull out a witness slip, write a letter of support, and have it be officially on behalf of the village. In support of that state legislation, were it to be taken up this fall or reintroduced next year?
I mean, I would say that in principle, the stated prohibition is just that a retail establishment can't sell or use this product like that.
Yeah, but the details are kind of important.
Well,
the answer in my mind is, what if the options are worse? Don't know it yet. I don't know what their options are. But what if it's some wood fiber thing put together with all kinds of resins and binders, and then they decide 5 years from now, well, that's really
good point.
So that's my only reservation there.
Yeah.
So without us understanding all that, in principle, anything we can do to eliminate the waste and some of these bad products, we want to do that. But I think we owe it to ourselves at least understand what the implications of that are to the best of our ability before that gets foistered on the community.
Again, New York City did this years ago. I was in a restaurant with a friend, and I, when it came to leftovers, says, "Oh, well, I don't like to do that because of the styrofoam." She says, "Oh, Susan, we passed that years ago." So, I think if the restaurant's in New York City, they've got every size, every shape.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this question, Seth. What is the impact of the village passing a resolution? Where does it go? Does it help advance the legislation?
To be frank, not a whole lot. I mean, I think it reflects the community's values is the way I would so say it, and it's sort of an official statement through official channels of stating what the village's priorities and views are on this topic.
And does that does it go to somebody in the state legislature?
What the village could do is when it is reintroduced up for the next hearing is file an official written witness slip on behalf of the village submitting this to the committee, taking it up. We as a community have adopted this resolution in support of this legislation.
And it's something the backers can refer to. I mean, if it was just River Forest or River Forest Oak Park, it's not going to have the impact. But if they work with C4 and, you know, that's 15 communities, maybe it's more now, it's just building. It just, you know, it's like an individual backing it, but at the village level. And if they get enough of those,
it sort of depends on the audience for it. Like, this bill is not going to come up again soon in the state legislature.
I mean, in terms of
they just passed it for limiting it to state agency, so it's not coming back in I don't know when the session ends or whatever.
So the session is over except for 2 weeks in the fall, and then it'll start back up again in January.
So based on your experience, it's not likely to come back in a year's time.
I would anticipate a very similar bill will be. How much it moves, I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out what is the purpose of the resolution. If the purpose of the resolution is to influence legislation and there's an audience there for it or something, that's one thing. Like if there's active legislation, you say, we support it, and you give it to your representative. If it's more of like a statement of the village's like values and positions, then maybe there's a way to make the resolution a little more nuanced where it doesn't just say, we support this particular House bill. It's like, as a village, you know, we support trying to, you know, reduce landfill waste in any way we can. And one of those ways is to reduce the prevalence or the usage of polystyrene and accompany it with sort of Eric and all what Gary's saying. And as a community, we also support, you know, research and education about alternatives. I mean, if it's just like a publicity statement or a, you know, right, then you don't have to tie it so much to like this particular bill. But I don't quite understand the audience, right?
Because no, that is.
I think it's both. I think the audience is. It'll be given to our local state officials, represent us as.
Okay, so, you
which,
know,
which
what I
happens
hear you saying
to be
is
for
that,
many of us happens to be the president of the Senate,
and
so.
For. That aren't in the president are in the House Speaker's district.
But what I hear the value statement coming out of this group is that it's not just like a kind of a blanket, you can't use it. Our values are that we want this to happen, but we also value kind of the business community and working with them and taking their concerns into account and looking for alternatives, right? So you have to decide whether it's just saying, no, we support a ban, period, or we support a ban together with research into alternatives, except that I don't know how much control we really have over the alternative. If what you're saying is that we're really not comfortable supporting something until we know the alternative, then we can't do this in a big hurry.
So I think all of these points are the exact sort of feedback I was looking for from this group is to, like, how we can tailor and craft this resolution. Because, like, that motion that I wrote up, that was just sort of like a I guess, a starting point for it.
Okay.
And one of the points I think Gary raised was, you know, what are the alternatives? And the bill that did ultimately pass the state, you know, specifically says to instead only offer compostable or recyclable foodware. Polystyrene ban and then whatever
right, everybody goes
alternative plastic
number six
option.
Plastic.
Again, that's what New York City did. They have to use recyclable plastic.
So, is that in the...
So, yeah, this is the one that ultimately did pass. Page 19.
Oh.
I think so.
Can I ask a quick question? One thing to say something is recyclable is another thing to say means. Right? So if we're, and I support that, but then that would also suggest that as a community, we need to provide that service that provides that means versus collect it in garbage bags and once every drive to Ohio, whatever, to the recycling center that does this stuff, right? So that, to me, it needs to be also part of the thinking here.
Yes, I'm just trying to take notes of all of the input. I have
the motion isn't like that
reduce or phase out the use of polystyrene foam, education and research into alternatives. So provide education and research into alternatives, I think, is probably the verb I'm looking for there. To research alternatives. I have provide businesses with resources.
I don't know. It's beginning to sound less like a resolution to me than a kind of for the next 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Like that we want to research these things. We want to get business feedback. We want to craft an ordinance, local ordinance, right? And based on all the research and thinking we do in order to craft that local ordinance, then by next January, when there's actually some bill where it would be meaningful to say, here's a resolution in support of that, we will have all of our ducks in a row.
So is it possible then for us, right, here's the wording of the motion. The commission will make a motion to instruct staff to prepare a resolution in support of House Bill 2376 and any future state legislation which is substantially. And we could still pass that motion, and then we have given staff at this point our feedback on what we mean by that.
Or just as an alternative, it could be in support of Senate Bill 58, and that could be this ordinance or this resolution. I don't think this bill's even been sent to the governor's office yet. We could literally provide it to the governor's office saying we are a community in support of this.
Of the one that actually passed.
Of the one that actually passed. And then we're in support of future legislation that seeks to place the use of polystyrene foam with recyclable and compostable foodware material.
I mean, so is House Bill 2376, that's the one that didn't pass? The
correct.
The broader one.
That was the broader
one
that did not
pass. The broader applicability.
And a bill passed, yes. And Bill 58.
So if that resolution is passed by the village board on June 26th. It's probably going to sign it.
No, the governor will. I don't think this has been sent to the governor yet. Let me.
I mean, that makes more sense to me to have it attached to something, right? An end. You know, to say, well, we support the thing that was passed and we support efforts to.
So has not been sent yet. It will need to be sent to the governor's office within the next 6 days, by next Monday. Mm-hmm. But then he has 60 days from then. I would anticipate late July at the earliest.
Yeah, I agree. I think if we're going to hit the other things, we need to wrap this up.
So full circle again, like, do we want to reintroduce that motion?
Would it be... motion to support Senate Bill 58 and your state efforts seeking to replace the use of polystyrene foam with compostable or recyclable foodware?
Yeah, I mean, the way you just said it makes, you know, allows for that, well, maybe the state should be making efforts to make it easier to get these other things, too, instead of just saying it's banned. So the way you said it was broad enough for that.
Natural market forces work in that direction, too, that as, you know, as less people purchase styrofoam, there are going to be more alternatives, and the price is going to
maybe,
come. And the price is, I mean, that's just how markets work, and the price will come down. So, I mean, I think we can, you know, we can discuss this for a long time, but that's just what's going to happen.
I guess I would say
that's
that,
what happened in every other country and city, and that's on this.
You know, I can live with that as you proposed it, but I also feel like it seems to be sort of like, is there a need to have a resolution passed at 100% clear, like we, but if that's kind of the...
That's what we've been asked to do, if we want to go back and say, no, we don't feel like it.
Well, I mean, the other timeline version would be, we'll work on, you know, research, education, ordinance, et cetera, and then when something is introduced again, but I understand that we've been asked to look at the issue, so the way that Seth...
So if I get this correct on the record, do we have a motion to recommend the village attorney to draft an ordinance or draft a resolution in support of Senate Bill 58 and supporting future state efforts to replace the use of polystyrene foam with compostable and recyclable recyclable foodware?
I so move. So I didn't have to repeat it.
Very parliamentary of you.
And do we have a second?
You do that in a British accent.
All right. Chairperson Simon?
Yes.
Commissioner Charette?
Yes.
Commissioner Chang?
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Mark a yes down here for you. All right. So I shared a spreadsheet with you guys of the stuff from last week. Oh my, up in front of me, but I can scroll down to the one page that I did provide in the packet. If
just as a quick time check, you know, we have 20-ish minutes. We expected that this meeting was going to have a lot of other content. Focus the last meeting entirely on strategy. So,
is this our last agenda item?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than other business.
Unless, is there any other business that anyone needs to? All right.
Okay. Then we'll spend the rest of the time.
Yeah. So if you had a chance to review the spreadsheet I sent, had broken it out into separate sheets. This is the one on green.
Sorry, page 28 in the packet if you don't have the actual.
It's the one on of various lists we had, the things I thought were focused on greenhouse gases. I also created a separate sheet on general community outreach, and then several on resiliency, water, waste. Resiliency, I did note a lot of overlap with some of the other ones, nature, and then there was one that was other. It was things that were more general, like bike plan, I think walkability plan, things like that that weren't fully focused in sustainability. I didn't know what your all thought was on taking a little bit of time each meeting, and we can start with this one and keep working on this one as this seemed to be one of our two big priorities, and then move on to the general engagement and then so on and so forth to sort of develop these plans, see what priorities are, see what is things are still being worked on, what fallen off, any sort of feedback any of you have. That makes sense?
Yes, I don't want to monopolize by. Okay. So, first of all, thank you, Seth. It is a heroic effort by you to separate everything. And I think it's good to have it separated. I have some small comments about just the labels and the organization, but then like a larger comment. So just the quick small comment is that I wouldn't actually call GHG tab GHG. I would call it energy.
Got it.
Because some of these things don't have as much impact on the greenhouse gas emissions, but still, like if we compost, that's, you know, helping with that. General engagement, I think I would probably, you know, we used to always have something called like community outreach or education. I think that that's more what that is, like general engagement.
Yeah.
Isn't very whatever.
Yeah, it just seemed like it was not tied to any of the specific buckets, but
correct.
More
but I
focused
think they
on,
are focused
yeah.
on like maybe community outreach or education or something like that. Or anyway, nature used to also always be called green ecosystems, and I think that's what it's called on our website. So I would try to have the categories track the website.
Yeah. And I think nature is what we had, I think the term we had used maybe during the last meeting to discuss it. So that's just what I had quickly.
Okay, but I think we call it green ecosystems on the website.
I can make all of those changes.
Resiliency, I'm sort of confused by because it's like a brand new category and most of them seem to deal with water. So I'm not really sure why it's not just
that
water.
That was, I think, one of Shannon's inputs from last meeting is sort of the
adaptation, yes.
Yeah, the sort of other side of the climate change aspect, and I was really just trying to look for anything sort of weather related, a lot of which was directly water related.
Okay.
So,
all right. Anyway, these are kind of actually smaller comments. My bigger comment is just like, how much time do you have to help work on all this stuff? Because it's an overwhelming amount of stuff, right? And I thought we sort of thought our initial goal with all of this was really to pick a few things to prioritize
and
focus
so,
on.
Yeah, that's why I figured just, even if it's quickly run through, like, nope, don't need to worry about that, cross that off. Just,
I don't
know if everything on this list needs to have a...
It's almost like we had a...
detailed discussion?
We had to start with the full catalog so we can then decide what's the most effective.
So your suggestion is to talk about one tab at a time?
So I don't even my thought was one like sheet of the spreadsheet and however far we get. I just basically tried to put everything into these different buckets. And then obviously a lot of these can be, you know, you don't whether they're too vague or broad or if they're not relevant anymore.
I just think we need to go like, you know, higher level and for purposes of a strategic plan is to find some kind of measure of success over some period of time. Like, for example, the first four entries or so under GHG are relating to rooftop solar. But if we're thinking at a strategic level, I don't know, I need to know, like, how many rooftop solar installations do we have now, and that we would have, like, a goal to say, you know, by whatever, the end of 2024, we want to have any more of them, because otherwise I don't really know what we're impact is that we're having.
I think one way we could go about this is, you know, maybe we could do this individually and come back and discuss it, but we've got all these different programs and we're focused on their effect on greenhouse gas emissions. What if we sort of stack them and say, this is what we think is having the biggest impact, this is where we have the biggest scope, and use that as a, you know, instead of saying like, oh, this isn't important, that isn't, just start at the top and make sure that we are aligning our time and efforts with what we think are generating the biggest impact. Because, you know, we can spend a lot of time on really small points and wording and everything else, and we're kind of like, you know, missing the forest for the trees.
Yeah,
and
we
have such limited time. So, you know, I don't.
Corporate strategic planning, you usually do like a 1, 2, or 3 on level of effort, 1, 2, or 3 on cost, 1, 2, and 3 on that, and then you.
So effort, cost, and what was the third one?
Well, I think cost maybe.
So
impact.
In public administration, it's something very similar. It's called the 4 E's. So it's cost is economy. There's effectiveness, efficiency, and equity.
Costs are going to have different definitions. Cost is going to be ability to reduce
the outputs that are produced.
We've been trying to not over-engineer this, and I'm like, there has to be some kind of mechanism.
Could it be as simple as, I mean, right, and, just
I'll
like
go through and,
you know, color code them with what you like the best. I can just sort of everyone's priorities line up. Any notes anyone has, does that make sense?
And I think also, like Beth was saying, I think what would make this look less overwhelming is if we said like rooftop solar, and then underneath it we have like bullet points. Because here it makes it seem like we need to do this, we need to do that, but it's really like rooftop solar, and then
and so
within categories, like how can we be these, like we want to promote rooftop solar. How can we apply these, you know, economy effectiveness within rooftop solar? Like what, like yes, we can. We can keep applying for gold standard, but one thing I heard from you, I think you were on the meeting too at Planet Green, was somebody that's on the school board for District 200 said that they recently had installed, and they were shocked by how difficult it was. So, you know, maybe we come up with like a toolkit or a testimonial or something to hold people's hands, because I think that does keep, you know, people who are wonky and want to look into this is one thing, but not everybody has those skills. So, you know, just there's different ways of going at it that aren't going to show up in something like this. But if we just, you know, if we just sort of focus on, you know, how can we promote rooftop? I don't think we really have to worry about aggregation, because that happens without us.
Right.
And then community solar. And I think one of the tough things with community solar is how do we get people excited about something that they need to queue up for, and you know, it might be a year before they get it. Although sometimes that can be an incentive to say like, wow, this is so popular, you know, get in line.
So I signed up, but this last winter, I believe, maybe in November, and I just got on, and seeing that $5 ComEd bill is pretty awesome.
I got mine down to zero. I'm hoping one day ComEd will pay me, but it hasn't happened yet.
I guess I would just reiterate that I think if we are going through it on our own, which I I guess we should all study it and come with ideas, but I think that the exercise is much better done in a group discussion. And I would just say that trying to come up with like a plan that we can then convert to a work plan. You know, I'm a big fan of like the so-called one pager, even though we have to see it this way to pick it out, like ultimately I'm imagining like one page that says the strategic plan for the commission through probably at this point the end of 2024 at least, or you could make it a 2-year thing to end of 2025, you know. You might just have like one goal under each of these areas that you're really focusing on, and it should be stated in the form of what's sometimes called a SMART goal or an impact goal or a measure of success, right? So instead of support community solar, it should be we've decided there's an achievable goal to say get X number of community solar signups in the year 2024. We can't control whether they're actually offered the contract, but we can control how many people sign up. Post subscribers to whatever number it is that we think we want to pick, 550, 600, I don't know what that number is, but those are the things that we should be assessing, right?
So rather than something like this where I just took literally everything from village comprehensive plan, the 2020 Sustainability Commission work plan, email from Trustee Gillis and sort of aggregated all together and then like took every bullet point that seemed like a separate thing from rooftop solar and put them out into separate columns like this. I should really maybe put just sort of a one pager together and maybe list out a few of these things like community solar, some other composting, and then we as a commission can just figure out what goals, metrics you all want to set, where to focus of these more topics, what then actions and goals topics. Does that make sense?
I don't think the onus should be all on you. I mean, that's my, you know, I just feel like we have this.
I know
you're just trying to push it forward, but I feel like we have this general discussion and then you, I mean, I just don't think it should be all you. So what I wanted to offer is if you have time to get together and maybe we can work on this together and come up with something and we'll bring it to the next meeting. Because I think
absolutely.
Having a meeting with you, you know, this month just, I was going to do some work, but it just flew by. So, you know, let's just set up a time and we'll. Okay.
I'd be happy to join, but I don't know where it starts to get.
I think we can have two, right?
I think it's two.
Yeah, one.
But.
No, because Seth doesn't vote.
No, yeah,
so.
I'm, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it would be better to have somebody else, so let's do that. Okay.
Oh, you don't count in that?
I do not count.
Okay, so, yeah, so Gary, you can hop aboard.
Yeah, so, like, if there's ever. You and I are on emails with an individual commissioner.
It doesn't count either, so he could.
He is, yeah.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
Power offline.
Smaller working group,
yeah.
And then come back.
That did, by the way, exactly what I asked him to do, which was heavily last time.
I left a lot of blank spaces, particularly with, like, the, you know, engagement components, the status.
Yeah, we'll get to all that.
Just sort
though.
Of
yeah,
had
sure.
filled that in, like, sure. You know, some were very obviously just, like, work with the forest preserve on this, work with
mm-hmm.
the forest preserve on that, work with the park district on this. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think you did a lot of the hard work, and now it's more really just extracting out from it something that looks more like a plan, and as Beth was saying, something that you can look at quickly. And because looking at this, it's hard to see what our focus is, but this is all something this had to be done anyway, so it's really just I feel like it's almost formatting and then coming in and then as a committee deciding, like, you know, this is the most important, then this, and how we're going to divide up our efforts so that just sort of to keep us on track, especially when, you know, things are coming to us from the village as well. Just we want to make sure that we're always moving forward some bigger picture, I would say.
Else from anyone?
Yeah, that's great, guys. Thank you. Help on this.
Next meeting is set for July 11th. Just to put on your guys' radar, be at an August meeting. Jeff and I are expecting our guys, so third. Yeah, we will be outnumbered.
You are. You go to zone defense now.
Yeah. I will be taking a few weeks off in August. I will plan to be back in September.
How is the parental leave?
I am using a mix of my sick leave and vacation leave that I've been.
That means zero parental leave for you?
Right.
We're just the sustainability.
This should not stand.
I feel like the trustees need some.
So I will just note that I'm going to be out of town on July 11th.
So it seems like for you, Seth, we need to do this sooner rather than later, right?
Yeah. Any time before last full week, I should be good.
So, and you can carry on.
You said August, not 11th, right?
Yeah, August is when I will not be here.
He said July 11th.
July 11th
is our next
meeting.
And I'm just,
I'm still planning on going to be here for July.
So you can carry on without me. You know,
actually, that's okay. So.
That's a big meeting because that's going to be public input. And so, do we want to change that?
That's up to everybody else's
so
availability.
Here's the hard way: the 18th is that available to everybody.
I think it's going to be hard in the summer to find a date that everybody's here.
Fair enough. Everybody's got their.
I think we should just roll on.
Figure out a way back. Back with you on this.
And actually, Seth was going to be checking into whether or not a vacation constituted a family situation so that even if we're out of town, we'd have the option.
I'm pretty sure it not, but if anybody happens to be sick or able to, you know, if there's any work involved or, you know, official village business that's part of this.
I feel like we should end this meeting and then have this conversation.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. There's okay, Gary seconds.
Simon?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Commissioner Chang?
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon?
Yes.
At 8:30 exactly, we are adjourned.
Thanks, everybody. And did that one community member stay on the entire? They did. Okay. Gotcha.